rise of Donald Trump has confounded the country. If one had to describe a typical Trump supporter, it would be a white American man who was angry, very angry. The businessman turned politician seems to be striking such a strong chord in some Americans that it seems unfathomable why so many would back a person who frequently lies, promotes racism, misogyny, and violence. But if you watch Jen Senko's new film, The Brainwashing of My Dad, it doesn't seem terribly surprising. The film is about to be released theatrically, and here is an excerpt from the beginning moments of the documentary.
I had a Kickstarter campaign to raise some money, and before I knew it, people were coming out of the woodwork, contacting me from all over the country, telling me similar stories. And I thought, wow, this is a real phenomenon.
They just drummed into her what they wanted her to hear. She's a completely different person.
My brother became very fact resistant.
My reaction was, who are you and what have you done with my stepfather?
Disjointed existence.
And he was completely changed. He was bitter and angry.
At one point, he threatened to get a bus.
He became obsessed.
And she had never been like that.
He was carrying a small pistol.
She was not hateful.
And shot twice.
It broke my heart to see my parents.
Very loving, caring.
I don't really know these people anymore.
I mean, it just goes up as tirades.
I spoke with each one and found we all had one thing in common. Someone close to us became enraged and unreachable after excessively listening to or watching right-wing media. How did this happen?
The great story here for anybody willing to find it and write about it and explain it is this vast right-wing conspiracy.
You've been listening to the opening moments of a documentary called The Brainwashing of My Dad. Filmmaker Jen Senko now joins me. She is the writer, producer, and director of the film. Welcome to Uprising, Jen.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, tell us first about your father so we can set the stage for why you made this documentary. What sort of a person was he before he began watching Fox and listening to Rush Limbaugh? And what sort of person did he become afterwards?
My dad was a very open, outgoing, happy-go-lucky, loving everybody type of person. He was non-judgmental. Both my parents never even gossiped. You know, I would go to other friends' houses and maybe their parents gossiped. My dad would talk to anybody and, you know, there was never any racism or anything like that in our house. I kind of thought of my parents when the hippie thing came in as like kind of the first hippies in a way. I don't think they thought of themselves that way, but in a way they were, because they were very, very open-minded. And that's how he was before.
And then what happened once he started listening to Rush Limbaugh? You explained in your film that he got a job that basically required him to have a long commute, and a lot of talk radio, I think the majority of talk radio is conservative. Rush Limbaugh is one of the top, I think he is the top talk radio host in the country. So your dad started listening to Rush?
Well, first it started with Bob Grant.
Bob Grant.
Because, yeah, that was in the 80s. And he was openly bombastic, racist, sexist, homophobic radio host. And, you know, that was kind of like the first style of radio host. And then we started noticing changes. And I kind of saw the writing on the wall, and I would see things or experience things. And then that my dad would do that would be completely antithetical to what he used to be. And then finally he started listening to Rush Limbaugh, and it was just crazy. I mean, like one time he picked me up in a car, and this is in the movie. I was at the bus station, and we drove past a Hooters, and he just started ranting about feminists, like not wanting...
Feminazis, right? That's the term that the right wing likes to call feminists, feminazis, and that's what Rush uses?
Yeah, Rush used that term. Don't like women with their breasts hanging out working at Hooters. And I said to him, well, Dad, maybe the feminists have a point. And he just got so furious with me and so red in the face, angry, and threatened to pull the car over and have me hitchhike home. And this was not the dad I knew. And
so your father started becoming a very angry person. Did the rest of your family notice this?
Oh, yes. Very, very much so. It became agonizing, really, for the rest of the family, because once emailing came in, then he was a great target for every right-wing, far-right group there was, you know, from the Heritage Foundation to the NRA, even though he was never a hunter or, you know, even in the Army in World War II, he was a medic. But he would start emailing us every far-right, angry, hating Democrats email he could. And he, we would ask him to stop. We'd say, we don't agree. We felt that some of it was, some of it was definitely false. And he just kept sending it. He was very angry about it. And finally, we had to, you know, some of us blocked him. Me and my brothers both had to block him. So it's very disturbing.
What happened when you started making the film? So you set out to try to figure out what happened to your father, how this person who was a nice person at one time became an angry person. You started getting, as the clip that we played showed, you started getting people from all over the country when you had your crowdfunding campaign saying that they had had similar experiences with their loved ones. And I'm wondering, how many Americans are there out there who've sort of lost their loved ones to Fox, if you will? And I use a language that sounds like we're talking about a cult, because that's kind of how people begin behaving, right? When they get sucked into this right-wing media machine?
Yes, it's very cult-like. A lot of similarities.
So you started hearing from all these people? Tell us about that.
Okay, so we had a Kickstarter campaign early on, and we had 947 backers, and some of them just started emailing me every day saying, oh my God, thank you so much for doing this, and this happened to my dad, or my mom, or my brother, or my sister, you know, or my whole family, and I don't recognize them anymore, and they're always angry, and we can't speak about anything without arguing. You know, you can't even talk about the weather, because then global warming comes up, and they don't agree, and, you know, I, like, became like a therapist for... So many people, I just felt so bad for them. But at the same time, they were comforted. I was comforted because we knew we weren't alone, that it wasn't just happening to us. And that's what made me realize that this was a phenomenon and a lot more dangerous than I even suspected.
So you then basically began this journey once you got your funding over several years. You talked to people like David Brock, who founded Media Matters, Jeff Cohen, the founder of Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, Noam Chomsky, who of course wrote the Manufacturing Consent. And so what did you learn about the way in which these right-wing media are created? You have a quote in your film about Hillary Clinton calling it a right-wing conspiracy, but the picture that you paint, which sounds really kind of out there, but the picture that you paint in your film does kind of sound like a conspiracy. This infrastructure that the right has spent many years building, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, conspiracies happen. I believe people walked on the moon. It just, you know.
This one has plenty of documentation, this conspiracy.
That's right. You know, this was a vast right-wing conspiracy. I don't usually ascribe to them, but I don't know how much history you want me to give, but it started back in 1964. It was sort of a boomerang effect after Goldwater lost to Johnson in a landslide. They thought, like, well, gee, you know, what do we do about this? You know, nobody wants to be a conservative. And so one of the ways that they struck back was through the media. And they knew that they had to do two things. One was paint the media as liberal and biased. And then the other thing was develop their own media. You know, and then along the way, there were other little things that were going in that same direction, you know, like Roger Ailes, who wrote a memo kind of outlining, this was early on, this was in 1970, like how you should create a media for the GOP that would just espouse its views. And he wrote, you know, in the memo, like, the thinking is done for you and people are lazy. And
he worked closely with Nixon, right?
Oh, yeah. He
helped him win the election.
Yes, he was Nixon's television advisor because he had seen how poorly he had done when he was with Kennedy. And, you know, he was sweaty and, you know, shifty-eyed. And, you know, Kennedy was, like, cool, calm, collected, and handsome. So he approached Nixon and said, look, you know, you gotta like, get with this TV thing. And Nixon didn't take it seriously at first, you know, but he did. He groomed him and he taught him how to speak in snappy one-liners and to appeal to average people because, you know, it was obvious that he was representing very, like, corporations and wealthy people. And, you know, we taught him, like, how to appeal to the average guy. And, I mean, he didn't create the Southern effect.
Strategy.
So the Southern strategy, thank you. But, you know, he did help him become
right.
much more appealing.
And, of course, then Roger Ailes went on to run Fox News. I'm speaking with Jen Senko. She's the writer, producer, and director of the film The Brainwashing of My Dad. And the word brainwashing is really strong, but you make a pretty compelling case in your film. I want to play for our audience another clip from the documentary film The Brainwashing of My Dad. This is a film, by the way, that's about to be theatrically released. And here's another excerpt.
Branding is about creating an image that will stick in the mind. Whether that image created is accurate or not doesn't matter. Democrats, liberals, and progressives are branded as big government spenders, dishonest, America-hating elitists who are all atheists who hate Christmas and are soft on crime and weak on defense. They've branded the media as liberal, so much so that it's taken for granted that it's true.
One catchphrase mm-hmm. that I hear over and over mm-hmm. again is liberal media.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear your dad?
All the time. I heard him use the term liberal media all the time. He'd be like, oh, you can't listen to liberal media. As if there was no such thing as the conservative media.
If you analyze news coverage, as FAIR has done, you find that the news tilts a little bit to the right. It's sort of center right. Republicans usually outnumber Democrats. It's just pure math. And then people say, well, why do so many people believe the liberal media myth? If you keep handing opinion-shaping power to right-wingers who don't have evidence to yell about, oh, liberals, the liberals, the liberals, the liberals who dominate, well, it's gonna have some traction.
The liberal media.
Liberal media.
Liberal bias.
Liberal media, folks.
Liberal press.
It is the liberal media.
And that is another excerpt from the documentary, The Brainwashing of My Dad, by filmmaker Jen Senko. And she literally made this film to try to understand what happened to her father when he went on an almost exclusive diet of right-wing media. Well, the timing of your film, Jen, is very appropriate. I'm guessing that having made this film, you are not surprised at all by the phenomenon of Donald Trump and all of his supporters, are you?
No, and I wonder why more people in the media don't connect the dots. Like, I'm just an average person, you know, why can I connect the dots and they can't connect the dots? I mean, some do, but really pretty much, you know, like, they'll wonder, like, well, why is it that that the Christian, Donald Trump is appealing to the Christian right. And, well, it's because this you know, far-right media, like Fox News and, you know, the hate radio, they claim to be the ones, they put the stake in the ground and said, you know, we're the religious ones. We're the true Christians. We're the true patriots. Those Democrats and liberals and, you know, progressives, they're not patriotic, and they hate America, and they hate religion. They hate Christianity. So of course, you know, the Christian right also, you know, they're voting on issues. They're going to side with him. But so, yeah, no, I'm not surprised at all. It's like this media created Donald Trump and his followers. And, you know, it's like now they kind of created a monster.
And you point out in your film that once people are sucked into this cult of the right-wing media, facts don't matter. Like, Donald Trump can lie, and he does lie all the time. He can say whatever he wants to say. He can sort of, openly say what people wish they could openly say and what Fox News does openly say. But it's almost as though you basically can't really tackle this phenomenon with reasonable, rational discussion and discourse. And the only way to kind of staunch this flow into the American public is to stop, you know, them from watching Fox, right? I mean, did your dad ever stop watching Fox?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what happened? Did he turn back to his normal self?
Well, I'd be telling the end of the movie, and I really shouldn't.
people can watch the film to find out. Tell us where the film. The film is opening theatrically March 18th. I understand in New York and Los Angeles and some other markets.
Yes, some other markets, and they can find out where on the website www.thebrainwashingofmydad.com. We'll have all the places listed that it's screening, and then also where they can find it on VOD.
So it'll also be available on video on demand. And we'll post all of that information to our website later today. Again, the website of the film is thebrainwashingofmydad.com. Jen, best of luck to you. I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Sonali. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
My guest has been Jen Senko. She is the writer, producer, and director of the documentary The Brainwashing of My Dad. Again, that website is thebrainwashingofmydad.com.